What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them? Cause they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so dull and so wise. And why is it that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so dull and so wise, baby, huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Yes. Shout to you, God. Oh my gosh, y'all. He's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Okay. Listen, this just touched you. I had to put that out there a piece for you. Okay. Now, what is the second reason? Well, I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. Huh? Come on, say it with me. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Because y'all are out there listening to me. And this is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? Yes. And what is the third thing that I tell y'all? It's the third thing that I tell y'all too, right? Is that I gotta give a shout to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? You ready? 1, 3. Let's try this 1, 3. 1, 2, 3. Hi, haters, cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. How y'all doing? Huh? Y'all out there shining on too. Cause you know y'all be hating, baby. Now look, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on. Who is this girl Jay? And why she giving a shout out to haters? Listen, let me explain to you like this, right? Listen up. Hate is acknowledgement backwards. People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you properly. Okay? So look, let me break it down to you like this. When you out there shining bright like a diamond. Yes. Woo. Shining bright like a diamond. I mean, this little light of mine. You know, I'm gonna let it shine. That. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. Oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. You know, like that light right there. That light that's on the inside of you. You know that radiant light when it's shining bright like a diamond, right? They start coming over. The haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers. All them people who ain't really believing you and stuff, baby. This is just a touch of jam. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. They start coming over when you out there doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby. Right? When they come over, they do stuff like this. You know, is that my boy over there shouting on? That my girl over there shouting on? They try to act like they're your friend, but they really ain't. You know, they just want to get a, you know, a sip of them pieces. They trying to figure out what's going on. You know what you got going on over here. Wait a minute. What's going on with you now? Okay, so they come on over, right? They start paying attention to you and all that. And what happens is they don't realize is that it's God. Oh my gosh. When you out there and you doing what God tell you to do, you know, you got this glory and this favor on your life. God says in Psalms 23, you know, he says, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. So when they start coming over, you know, he's preparing the table, right? He said, I'm going to anoint your head with oil and your cup's going to overflow. You know, blessing after blessing after blessing. They're going to see all this light, all this glory that's shining so bright. They're going to be coming over. So when you see him coming over, you post it, say, hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, they need that work too. So look, imagine this, right? You're chilling. You're at this table. This table is just for you. You know, let's just say, you know, birthday parties. You know, you got this special table. It's just for you. And everybody bring their gifts and all of that. You know, they put anything out. It's all for you. Imagine God doing it. Okay? You're sitting there and he's just putting everything out there for you on this table. Now, all the haters and they says the disbelievers, they all behind him. They don't see him though, but he know that they did. You know, he ain't worried about them. He worried about you. He's worried about blessing you because you're doing what it is that you got to do. See, and he uses these little things to bait them on in. You paying attention to that? You know, like, let me give you a little example. Like for me, right? I got the podcast. So some people might come over because they like to listen to my podcast. What she got going on? I heard a podcast popping like popcorn, baby. Okay, so they come on over. They trying to figure out what's going on. There's some people, you know, they like my Making Love Beast Kitchen is where I do my food thing. Yeah, they like, you know, she be cooking and stuff, you know, and all that. You know, I love it. And some people just like my voice. And they like, you know, her voice is, you know, she be doing this thing to me, you know, when I listen to her, whatever. And then some people, you know, they like my fitness stuff. They like, yeah, she had, you know, lost some weight and everything. And then some people are coming over because I'm getting over my illness. Almost lost my life, y'all. Remember that? To mold, toxicity. Yeah, I was 100 pounds in January. I was very, very ill. Definitely ill. Okay, literally, seriously. Okay, so they coming over. They like, what happened? Oh my gosh, you know, all these pieces. But they don't realize is that's what God's using to bait them in. So when they come over and listen to Justin Touch J podcast, they got to listen through, right? Everything entirely. And when they do, they wind up getting blessed by the message. So if you have anybody coming over, you know, and they were sleeping on you before, and all of a sudden they woke up like, wait a minute, what's going on? Okay? All you got to say is, hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, they need that work too. And you're supposed to give it to them. You know, don't be blocking them and doing all that crazy type of stuff y'all be doing. You know, don't do that. You know, just leave everything open because they need the work. All right? Now, look. Have y'all been going over to My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh, mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes, mama been dropping a dime on you. Oh my gosh, where do I begin? Like, seriously, like, first of all, okay, y'all out there doing your thing, okay? That's all I want to say. I really have been just like, wow, with the love and the support that y'all been giving me. Okay, for real. First of all, let me tell you this. I finished my book. Yes, I finished my book and y'all get to get the first chapter of it. Okay, now look, this is the name of the first, well, I can't give you the first chapter because you got to read the book, you know, but you actually get to read it in Destined to Win, Volume 4, Pierce for a Purpose. Okay, now make sure y'all get that. Okay, when it come out, put the pieces out there for you. All right, but did everything for that. That's in the works, so y'all gonna get that. Your girl is an author. Yes, published everything. Done. Okay, this just touched it, baby. I'm just trying to put that out there, pieces for you. But also, I've been putting out a lot of inspirational posts and just stuff like that. Posting from my mobile app like every day on blackvibes.com. I mean, I'm talking about y'all getting like 2 posts a day. Y'all are getting everything that y'all need. And it's on My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, okay? Or the Just a Touch of J Facebook page. Check it out. You know, just Google Just a Touch of J. J-U-S-T-A. T-O-U-C-H O-F underscore a letter J. Yeah, that's what they call me. Check it out. Oh my gosh, so thorough and so wise. Okay, now moving on over to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond. And I gotta talk to y'all about making love in Beast Kitchen. Have I been making love in Beast Kitchen, baby? Y'all know that's where I do my food thing. Oh my gosh, I've been making love in Beast Kitchen, okay? First of all, let me start it off with this. Y'all, I've been able to eat a lot of different foods, okay? I got ill. Okay, let me start off with this. I had got ill, okay? When I got ill, my bun level, B-U-N, had went up, okay? That got to do with the kidney function. I told y'all this mold that I got is like residing in the kidneys and all that. It be messing you up, okay? And I had the kidney issue before. Remember that? When it was functioning at like 50%, that was crazy stuff. So look, then they hit me up. I go get my blood work done. God laid on my heart. Go get your blood work done. One got my blood work done. I said, I got to listen to God. My doctor said, why you here? I said, something ain't right. God told me to go get my blood work done. She said, okay. I said, I've been having problems going to the bathroom, urinating. And I said, I think I got too many oxalates. Oxalates are in like a lot of different vegetables and things like that. And when you have the mold toxicity that has messed up your system, what happens is that it gets into your system fast. So with a normal person, you know, they might get 1-2%. With you, you might get 40-50% of the oxalates. Bam. So it does things like it messes with your kidneys, your urinary tract. And then you had those mold toxins, mycotoxins and stuff that are already living there. Okay. Now just touch it, baby. I'm trying to put this out there pieces for you. So I got ill. Couldn't go to the bathroom, right? So I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I was messed up. It messed with my memory. Like I had severe brain fog. Any of y'all out there have to go through anything like that? Like seriously, like your mind is messed up. Your gut controls your mind, your mental. Oh my gosh, y'all, I couldn't remember nothing where I had parked the car at. My mom stayed on the phone with me for like 3 days, for like 6 to 8 hours. Shout out to you, mom, every day. Yeah, making sure I was okay because I was alone. And she did not like that. She didn't like that at all. I knew she was worried, you know, but I pulled through it. My levels went down and I was back. So I said, you know what? I'm making love in Beast Kitchen, right? So look, let me tell y'all a story. So I'm in there, I'm making love in Beast Kitchen. I'm doing what it is that I do, right? I told y'all God was telling me how to have a lamb and a bok choy and all that. So I said, saying, God, what is it that you want me to do? Because I got to get this kidney stuff straight. So he said, I want you to order this tea. Now, y'all know I got my own stuff called this tea too, but I ordered this other tea. You've heard, see? This tea did something to me. Okay, then God said, I need you to order this supplement. This supplement right here going to help you eat. I said, okay, God. So I ordered it. Yo, wind up going to the doctor's. Going back to the doctor. Doctor said, you know, you're doing so good. I want you to start incorporating your foods, all your old foods. You've been not eating these foods for like 8-9 months. It's time to start putting them back. I said, oh, okay. Now, mind y'all, y'all know I was scared because everything I ate made me go into anaphylactic shock, right? But this is part of Megan Lumbee's kitchen, so listen up. Okay, so I'm like this. I'm like, oh my gosh, no. I don't know. I'm scared, y'all. So I wrote down all the foods. It's about like 20, 30 foods, right? Actually, it was like 88, but it was like 20, 30 that I was going to try. So for the last few weeks, every week, I've been trying like 3 or 4 foods. So let me tell y'all what I'm doing now. Oh my gosh. So look, I am making love in Beast Kitchen, okay? I actually came up with this recipe for a Japanese, okay, yam, goat milk, soup. Oh my God, this is just a Dr. J, baby. Y'all know I'll be making love in Beast Kitchen. That soup tastes so good. It's just turning me on right now. Just think about it. And I can't have too much of it. Just a touch. Just a touch of J. You know I can't have too much. You know, but it's good. So then, right, Poulet Rouge. Oh my gosh, chicken. It's this red chicken. Y'all gotta go get it from Whole Foods. Oh my God. Now, I told y'all, y'all know I didn't like chicken. I wasn't eating meat for 3 years before this. Girl and guys, I get down with some meat, okay? I get down. I get down with it. Yeah, I do. You know, I can't eat nothing else, baby. Just. I ain't had no carbs or nothing in like a whole year, okay? No grains, no nothing, but I'm eating the meat. So y'all got to try that meat out, okay? And I got a good recipe coming to y'all for that, too. Oh, my God, a roasted chicken. Ooh, wait till y'all get these pieces. Now, look, that's enough about that. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to tell y'all what I've been eating. I've been eating apples. I haven't had an apple, y'all, in like a year and a half. I've been eating apples. Look at how good God is. Oh my gosh, I just got the chills. Okay, apples. Peaches, okay? Now, peaches, they kind of like set me off a little bit, like nectarines. They just do a little something to me, okay? I can only have just a touch, not too much. But I get down with the peaches. Blueberries. I was going into anaphylactic shock, y'all, eating blueberries. Not no more. I have some blueberries here and there. Cranberries. Okay, who would have thought Okay, like seriously, so many things, bok choy, kale, like sweet potatoes, like they're like, introduce it. I'm introducing it. It's working. And guess what I love? Goat milk. Oh my gosh, y'all. Now y'all know I can't have like nothing fermented so my gut get better, but to be able to drink goat milk, I love me some goat milk. Yo, oh my gosh, I've been doing the whole goat milk thing. So look, that's just a touch of those pieces as far as Making Lumbee's Kitchen is concerned, okay? Now, I'm gonna leave you with this. Have y'all been paying attention to what I've been doing on Making Lumbee's Kitchen? Yes, where I do my food thing, I told y'all, on Instagram. And Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen, the Cookbook of Love on Facebook. I've been dropping a dime on y'all, okay? Last week, for the last, like, I don't even know, maybe months. But for the last 2 weeks, I put out my apple chayote squash wings, okay? You got to make sure you get them. They're the ginger wings, okay? So make sure you get those pieces. And then I just put out, okay, which was yesterday, Making Lumbee's Kitchen, a Wednesday edition. I put out my apple, okay? My cinnamon apple, baby cinnamon apple donut. Holes, yeah, they apple donuts, made out of real apples. So look, y'all gonna get that recipe, okay? So make sure y'all check that out on the Just a Touch of J app. All right, now look, let me skip over to these other pieces because there's so many pieces, but I just had to give y'all a recap of that because I ain't talked to y'all in about 4 weeks. So now y'all know what's going on as far as what happened to me and what I've been eating, okay? So now, what do we talk about? Just a Touch of J's Fitness. Just a Touch of J's Fitness. Yes. Have I been working out? Heck yeah. Uh-huh. Let me count the weeks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. I've been working out 5 days a week. Okay. Doing TRX, doing push-ups. I'm up to 60 push-ups a day. Oh my gosh. Y'all know I was doing 100 last year. I'm trying to get to 100 a day by my birthday, okay? November 30th, all right? Now, look, that's just pieces for you, okay? In case you want to send me a little gift or something. But I've been doing my thing, yes, with Just a Touch of J's Fitness. Now, look, let me tell you what else is going on with Just a Touch of J's Fitness. My new clothing line. Look, I can't even get it out. My new merchandise, my merch, yo, just dropped. The Just a Touch of J's Fit line. Let me tell you. 15 pieces, okay, plus 2 new waist shapers and TRX bands. Oh my gosh, wait till y'all get these pieces. I just been putting them out there just little by little by little by little, little videos, little stuff like that. Oh my gosh, the online store, this is justatouchofj.com, is about to be popping like popcorn, baby. Make sure y'all check out them pieces, okay? So that's everything with Just a Touch of J's Fitness, all right? Make sure y'all checking it out. We got full outfits. We got pieces. Everything for you, okay? And I tell y'all all the time, the guy's fitness is coming too. Called Taylor's Fit to you because it's Taylor's Fit to you. It's coming, all right? So now, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left. God, so I can talk about some more of these pieces. So many of them. Let's talk about the Just a Touch of J mobile app. Man, y'all got my app popping. Y'all had my app of the day. Then y'all had my app freaking trending for like a whole week. Like straight. Like y'all be having my app trending. Then y'all had my app number one. Okay? So it was app of the day. It was trending on my post every day for the week. Then y'all had it number one. Okay? And guess what else?
Guess what else y'all did for my app? Y'all had my app popping in the app store like so crazy. Oh my gosh, it's Just a Touch of J. My stuff is getting promoted all over Twitter and everything. Y'all are really showing so much love on the Just a Touch of J app. And the Detached Podcast Network. Oh man. That's the podcast network that I created for other podcasters. It's going to be 100 podcasters that get to be on this app, okay? My favorite ones, all the dope people, everybody. And I've been working on it for so long, and it's coming to an app near y'all. It's going to be your own app, you know? So look, thank you for all the love and support. It's on Instagram. It's on Facebook. Jataj, it stands for Just a Touch of J. It's J-A-T-O-J Podcast Network, okay? So check it out. Now, why you got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby?
Oh my gosh, y'all got my podcast pop, pop, popping like popcorn, popping like popcorn. I mean, like, for real. Like, literally, like, you know, like, when popcorn start going pop, 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 like that. Every time I turn around, numbers keep going up, nope, nope. Almost at 60K. Yeah, on that one network I told y'all I've been watching. Yeah, and now it's on over 50 different networks. 150 different countries.
It's hot right now. I'll just sit up here and think about it. I'm going to have to turn the air on. What's up, baby? This is Justin J. Y'all got that podcast popping like popcorn. And thank you so much. I love you for it, okay?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me see where I'm at right now. Let me see. Anything else? Oh!
I got to cover this right here. Y'all ready? Mama, okay, got a new show. I got two new shows, actually, that's coming out. Okay, now this is on my podcast. It's Justin Touch J's Affirmations. Mama told you my affirmations. I'll put that out there for y'all. Y'all kind of like that. Did a little something. Listen to this. After I get done the podcast, I might give you a little sample. I don't know, but I've been putting that out there on social media. So go on. My name is Arwen I Services on Instagram. If you ain't seen it, check it out, okay? And I'm also going to be doing this little segment called I'll Be Back When I Got Something Else to Say. I'm going to be talking to y'all like I used to talk to y'all, like, straight up. Like, remember I used to be talking to y'all when I was in the bathtub? Like, look, I'm in here taking a bath. Let me tell y'all what happened. Like, look, I'm in the car. I'm on my lunch break. Whatever it is, when I got something to say, I'm coming to you and I'm telling you how I feel about it. So those are two new little episodes, little serious things that I'm about to be putting out there in pieces for you. And speaking about, you know, things that I got going on as far as the Justin Touch J podcast, guess what? Your girl is about to be on the morning show. Yes, but this time I'm not going to be a host. No, I'm a part of the morning show on Beat Break Radio. And it's also syndicated with 101 The Vibe FM, The Flow Network, and the Thinking Out Loud Network. Baby, this is Justin Touch J. Y'all get to get Justin Touch J's affirmations and a 411 wire. Every single day, y'all going to hear me, baby. Okay, doing what it is that I do. All right, now look, that's it. That's all the pieces. It was so many pieces. I didn't really want to talk to y'all about it, but I had to let y'all know what's going on because it's been like about a month since I actually really dropped a dime on y'all. Okay, now I got a story to tell like Biggie. Oh my gosh, I gotta talk to y'all. Oh my gosh, I gotta talk to y'all. So look, this whole time. This whole, like, maybe, like, 4 weeks. Yeah, because it was, like, three, four weeks almost. I've been sitting up here, and I've been like this. What am I talking to him about? God had already told me. Remember I did that podcast? The last podcast I did was God talks to those that listen, you know? You just got to make sure you're paying attention to something like that. You know, that podcast, y'all know that podcast. You know, hearing God, and I got the little earphone things on, the hearing God thing. Child, that thing did so good. Y'all went crazy. It was all over the internet, TikTok, and everything. God said, now I want you to talk to him about Satan and how Satan be talking to him. I said, what? First of all, he gonna start attacking me and everything, and that's what happened. I wound up getting sick. He wound up doing this. I couldn't do the podcast. I couldn't even think straight. He was messing with me. Any of y'all out there go through stuff like that? Like, seriously, like, you know God told you to do something. And you like, oh, my gosh, you know the attack about to come because you know you shine bright like a diamond. And the enemy don't like that. So, look, I got a story to tell like Biggie. Okay, Baba got to drop a dime on you. You ready? Here go. So, I got to talk to y'all about, this is the topic. It's my notes. God talks to you, but Satan talks to you too. Oh, my gosh. I said, God, please. Put the angels of heaven around me because I got to drop it down. I need you to speak to me. Speak to me so I can speak to your people. Okay? So this is what God told me. You know, I was studying and I was sitting here and I was like, God, come on, talk to me. And he said, I need you to talk to him about why. That's how you got to start it off. So why does Satan, the devil, the enemy, try to come after you?
Any of y'all out there ever think about that? Why you gotta mess with me all the time? You know, I'm out here trying to shine bright like a diamond, like Jay says, do what it is that I do. I'm out here trying to live my life right and change my life around. You know I ain't holier than now, but I'm just trying to live right. Here he go, knocking at the door like this. I'm saying, what's up? Can I come in? You like, no! And he always find his way in. This is why, right? I'll tell you straight up like this. Because you're thorough and wise. This is just a touch of you, baby. I'm going to try to put this out there in pieces for you, all right? You're so thorough and wise that he want to mess you up. Mm-hmm. He want to mess you up. He don't want you to know that you're thorough and wise. No. Now, how does he do that, right? He gets you to doubt God. That's how he does it. Straight up. Remember Adam and Eve, y'all know the Bible story, Adam and Eve, and you know, he came up to her in the form of a serpent. You know, God said, look, y'all can eat everything, but don't touch that. That tree right there, don't you do it. No. And he came up, and you know what he did? He went ahead and he did that trickery on her, right? He said, if you eat of this fruit of this tree, basically, you sure you're going to die? You know, he tried to question God's word. He got her to try to question it, to think twice about what God told her. That's what he does with you. Yeah, he does it to the best of us, man, because we thorough and wise, right? Now, I told you why he does it, because we thorough and wise. And I told you, first thing is that because he wants you to doubt God's word, what God told you. He don't want you to believe it. Okay. Now, what he don't want you to believe is that you got this promise over your life. Any of y'all out there, can y'all relate? Like, you know you got a call on your life. You know you got a purpose. You know you just ain't out here just for no reason. Like, you know there's literally a reason why you are here. Many are called, few are chosen. You like, look, I know I'm what it was. I'm going to have my company. I'm going to do what it is that I do. Like, for instance, rapper Jay-Z. You remember rapper Jay-Z? You know, he told his uncle, like, you know what? I'm going to sell a million records. His uncle is like, man, you ain't going to sell no million records. Now he got a song that says, I sold a million records like a million times. Billionaire. But back then, no. I don't think so. They didn't believe. Nobody believed it. But he believed in himself. He knew he had a purpose on his life, right? And some of y'all do too. Like me, I know I got a purpose, right? But Satan, he don't want you to know that. He don't want that promise that God gave you that you believe in yourself to be fulfilled, right? Yeah, this is what the Bible says. The Bible's so thorough and wise, you mean. Y'all got to read your Bible, okay? In John 10:10, this is what it says about Satan. It says the enemy, the thief, right? The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? Let's talk about thieves. Thieves, right? They like valuable things. Woo, child, it's just such a day. Y'all valuable. I told you that, right? I told you you're thorough and you're wise. You're valuable. You're valuable to God. You're valuable out here to others, right? So what the thief does, he comes to steal. Now, you're like, Jay, what you mean you come to steal what? You come to steal the fact that you know that you're valuable. I got to steal that away. No. Because, see, when he takes that value away from you, okay, that he sees, that he knows that you have, he tries to steal away real quick. What happens is the killing comes next. Yeah, you'll do self-sabotage stuff. He'll have other people try to come and kill you and all that type of stuff. I mean, like your dream, your hopes, and all that type of stuff, right? Baby, this is just a touch of Jay. So it destroys everything. The promise. Okay, now. Let me try to break this down like this, right? He don't want you to know who you are, okay? He wants to steal your identity. Yeah, that identity. Because when you don't know who you are, you lost. You lost out here in the sauce. You're like, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to be a boy. I don't know if I'm going to be a girl. You know, I don't know if I'm going to be straight. I don't know if I'm going to be gay. You know, I don't know if I'm going to be a pastor. I don't want to, you know, be out here and be whoring. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know if I'm going to be married, if I'm going to be single. You know, I don't know if I want to be a mom and not be a mom. I don't know if I'm going to be on drugs, not on drugs. I don't know if I want to quit. I want to keep going. I don't know if I want to give up. I don't know if I want to stop. He just wants you to be confused. Okay? Because you're valuable. Like, you know, think about that. Thieves, they don't break into empty banks. They don't rob houses that don't got nothing in them. He's trying to rob you of your identity. This is just a touch of JP. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? Now, when you don't know whom you are and whose you are, you can mess yourself up, all right? You can really mess yourself up. Now, let me talk about two people, okay? Just work with me. Two different people. First of all, we're going to start off with Joseph. Okay, I talked to you about Joseph before. Story in the Bible, Joseph, God gave him a dream, right? Like kind of like Jay-Z, you know, all these people out here. Y'all got dreams. God gives you these dreams, okay? Well, he gave Joseph his dream, right? Like Martin Luther King gave him a dream too. Everybody, right? Farrakhan, whoever, dream, okay? They like, look, Martin Luther King like, look, I had a dream, you know, that this, and this is going to happen. And they looking at him like, sure. So what Joseph, what he did was he told Joseph, he said, you know what, Joseph, what's going to happen is that these people are going to bow down to you. It's going to be your mother, your father, and all your kin folks and all that, and brothers and everything, and you're going to be ruler. And, you know, Joseph, he ran to him, told him, like, listen, I don't want to say nothing, but this is what happened, right? I had this dream, and the dream said, like, y'all going to be bowing down to me and all that, right? Now, they didn't like that. You know, they didn't like that. This is how Satan does. Sometimes, like, he'll have people try to discourage you from your dream. Because I told you, y'all, he comes to, you know, steal, kill, and destroy. So, like Joseph with his brothers, right? His brothers, they didn't like it. So they plowed on him. I told you what happens next. Kill. Plotted to kill him. Your own brothers. Like blood, kinfolk. First of all, they didn't like him anyway because he had that coat of many colors that his father gave him because he was valuable. Okay, keep trying to tell y'all you're valuable. Okay, so he had the coat and they didn't like that. You got the special coat. Now you're talking about we're going to be bowing down to you and all that. No, I don't think so. Okay, okay, that's basically what happened. So they say, you know what? We're going to kill this nigga. Mm-hmm. They take him and they try to throw him in his pit and all that. And the other brother like, you know, no. You know, he didn't want him to get killed. So, you know, they plotted. You know, because he'll get them to plot against you, too. When they hate don't work, they start telling lies. Shout out to Fabulous the Rapper. But anyway, they plotted on, right? Killed this little animal and everything. You know, put the blood all on the coat. And took the coat to the dad. Like, you know, he's dead. And dad like, oh, no. You know? He wound up having to go through all this crazy stuff. And in the end, the dream really did happen. Right? But what I'm talking about, this part, is that that's how Satan does. He'll even try to get other people to mess you up too. Now, who else he did this to was my man Job. Oh man, me and Job is kind of the same in a little bit. You know, he had his sickness, I had my sickness. So this is happening. This is what happened with Job, right? Let me go ahead and let me get to these pieces. I got to do this thing right because God said, make sure you do this right now. Okay, so how it first started was this. This is what God's word says, right? It says, one day when the angels came to report to God, Satan almost showed up too, right? He showed up too. He said, you know, should I, you know what? I'm going to go ahead with y'all. You know, let me see what's going on over here. You know, because he used to be out there, you know, in charge with certain stuff. So he said, you know, I'm showing up too, right? So God singled out Satan and he said, and what have you been up to, right? And he answered God, right? And he said, I'm going here and there, you know, roaming out here on earth, seeing what I get into, you know, checking things out, you know, doing what it is that I do, baby, right? So God said to Satan, like, you know what? Since you out here roaming, you the thief, you always trying to, you know, steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he says. He said, you know what? Have you noticed my friend Job? Have you not considered my friend Job? Right? There's no one quite like him. You know, you out here looking. I mean, here goes somebody right here. You know, that's what he said, basically. And he's like this. He like, you know what? You know, Satan's like this. He go back and forth with God. You know, God go back and forth with him. He like, you know what? First of all, you got like this hedge of protection around him. You know, so how am I going to go ahead and even do anything to him? You know, he said, but I bet you, if you go ahead and you move that head of protection around him, I'll make him curse you. Yeah, I'll make him turn, right? That's what he said. He said to him, he said, this is what Satan said to God. A human would do anything to save his life.
some of y'all out there going through anything like that. Like, y'all out here getting tempted. Y'all are messed up. You like, you know what? I'm going to have to do what I got to do. You know, you got to be careful, man. Satan, man, the enemy. Yo, he is a slick one. He had you thinking like that. So anyway, he goes ahead, does all this stuff to Job, right? Has Job messed up. First, this is how he gets Job, right? Had him all messed up. That was chapter 2. In chapter 3, what he does is he started making him question his whole life. All right? His whole life. I mean, first of all, at the end of 2, his wife was like, you still trying to serve him? You need to curse God because this is crazy. Their 10 kids had died, everything. You know, like Satan was out there doing whatever. God just said, you know what? Go ahead. You can go ahead and try to mess with him. But this is what God told him, okay? God said, if you mess with him, you just can't kill him. But you can do anything else. So, you know, he killed the kids and all that. Everything. Everything was all jacked up. All his money. Everything was gone, right? His wife is mad. Like, you know, you might as well just curse God. And then his friends. He had 3 friends. His friends was even. I told y'all he'll send people to you. He even had his friends. Like, you need to be questioning this. You know, because something ain't right here. You know, this is the God you serve, basically. It's just such a baby. I'm chopping this out there in pieces for you, okay? So, by the time they get to chapter 3, okay, Job chapter 3, Job now is so messed up where he just like this. He is done. He actually cursed the day of his birth. Now, see, Satan was trying to get him to curse God, but he was like, you know what? No. He cursed the day of his own birth. Can any of y'all relate to that? Like, you like, I don't even know why I was born. Why am I even here? Like, you going through it. He on you so much because you so valuable. And you just like, I'm done. I'm done. Let me tell you, I've been there. I've been there. Yeah, I actually questioned my life. Like this, I want to say April 2021 we in. I'll make sure I make a note of that, you know. So we always have that history there. But yeah, I was out when I was living in a hotel. Y'all know I was living in a hotel for like 5 months, you know, and because I couldn't be in my house. And I'm in a hotel. One day I walked outside and I was like, you know what? I just can't do this no more. Like, why am I even here? Yeah, just a touch of that, you know, making love these kitchen, the app, all that, you know, sneaker line, everything. Okay, marijuana grow, like everything. I was like, you know what? I don't even know why I'm here. You might be like, what do you mean why you here? You throwing your wives. At that point, I didn't think I was throwing your wives. So much stuff was happening to me. You know, that's like Job. That might be like some of y'all. You got a lot going on because you're valuable. Because the enemy, he out here trying to steal, kill, and destroy you. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. So he questioned his life, and I did too. You know, and y'all gotta read the books so y'all can see what else is going on with that whole thing. But I can relate, and I know somebody out there can relate too, right? Because he just was done with it. That's what he does. He tries to get you to question, right? Then, this is how bad it had got for Job. When he got to chapter 3, I told y'all we in 3, down to verse 35, this is what he said. The thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come unto me. Oh my gosh, now look, this is just a touch of it, baby. This is the kicker, okay? So I told y'all why he comes to you, why he tries to do this, why he speaks to you, why he does all this stuff, right? All the way to get to the fear, the thing that he greatly feared had came upon him. See, what happens is that when he does all this stuff to you, you start to believe it. Like me, you start to get all messed up in your head. You're thinking, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You become those thoughts, those things manifest. So he was like this, man, it came unto me. That's how he tries to destroy you. He talks to you too, to destroy you, to steal, to kill and destroy you. That's what he did to Job, right? So, bring all this together, right? He does this with your negative thoughts. Remember? Those thoughts manifest into words, right? We all know that death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can kill people with words. God spoke it. Let there be. It kept echoing. Life. Let there be light.
Let it be. Okay? He spoke it. So that's what he does too. He tries to speak to you. Now, he speaks to those that listen to him. You might be like, no, Jay, you know, no. Pay attention. God speaks to you when you listen to him. And so does Satan, the enemy. He speaks to you too, to those that listen. You got to be careful out here. This is just a touch of Jay. Okay? I'm trying to put this out there in peace with you. I'm trying to really, really make this make sense. Okay? He wants you to get all messed up. Because I told you, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Right? And then when you all messed up, people looking at you all messed up, you know a tree by its fruit. Right? So your fruit starts to bear. You know, it starts to show up on you. What's on the inside of you starts showing up on the outside. You all jacked up. Right? God don't want that. God wants the good fruit. He wants you to be able to see. You know, he wants people to be able to see the goodness on you. But the enemy doesn't want that. You getting this? He wants you to be jacked up. Right? He challenges what God says. I told you that. Right? Always. If you're going through something and you feel like God really laid some things on your heart, from the door, he's going to challenge that. From the door. You know, because he don't want you to believe that. So pay attention to that. Okay? Please. And what that does is that tempts you. Because now you're like, did God really say that? You know? Did that really happen? I'm not sure. You know, I feel like I'm supposed to be doing this. I feel like I was praying and, you know, I asked God, but then, you know, I don't know. Because soon as you get the goodness, he comes to try to steal it. The thief. So all that questioning and all of that to get you to doubt who you are. Right? Then what happens is, oh man. You start lamenting over it. Things like, I should have did this. I ain't no good. I know I should have been better. You know, Dad, why didn't I do that? Oh, I messed up here. Oh, I can't go back and do that. I'm just a mess. I ain't no good. You know, you start talking bad to yourself. Okay? So, I'm going to sum all this thing up right here, right? Basically, you got to be careful, okay? Because God talks to you. I told you that last week, right? If you ain't hearing from God, you might be listening to what Satan's telling you. It's just such a jet. You might be listening to his pieces, okay? I told you it's a relationship, right? Last week. I told you, well, not last week, but a few weeks ago. It's reciprocity. Reciprocity. You give and you receive. So, how is it that Satan might actually be talking to you if you ain't got no type of relationship with him? You gotta check yourself because you might be wrecking yourself. He talks to those who listen, just like God. You gotta watch it because all he wants to do is come and steal, kill, and destroy. He'll have other people, okay, come into your life and make you question. For instance, right, when I started rededicating my life to Christ, I used to mess with somebody. You know, this person told me, you know what, you just got too much God on you for me. You love God too much. So you know what I said to myself? I should have said, see ya. But at that time, you know, I really didn't know who I was. So I was like, daggone, maybe, you know, I am being a little too godly. No, well, maybe I am praying too much, you know. Maybe I do like God too much. So I start shying away from God for somebody else. Baby, this is just touchy. I can't lie to you. I got to put that out there in pieces for you. Any of y'all out there doing stuff like that? Like, you know, whatever it is that your religion is. You know, it's what you believe. But people, oh, now, you know, you change. You know, you out here, you trying to do your thing now. You know, you something different. He'll bring people to you. You know, make you question. And they'll try to kill you. Just like Job's brothers. Not Job, Joseph's brothers. Throw him in a pit, laughing at him, trying to kill him because of his dream, because you believe in yourself, because you're valuable. He only messes with you because you're valuable. Oh my gosh. I need y'all to get these pieces, man. Y'all out there, y'all getting attacked big time. Y'all don't even understand because you're playing with the devil. You playing with him. You out here, you playing with him like you and him is best friends. You out here doing all this trickery, trying to get over on people, doing people wrong, whatever it is that you're doing that you know ain't right, okay? And then you're wondering why your life ain't right and why your life is all messed up because you out here, you listening to the enemy. Now, the enemy got you doubting who you are. You don't understand who you are. You lost. You don't know if you want to do this, you want to do that. I'm telling you. You like Job, like how I was. Start questioning your own self, your own life. You can't. You might be like, now, Jay, you told me all this stuff, right? How the heck? Okay, I got it going on. I don't want nobody to know, but I got going on. I have been kind of consulting with them. I've been letting them give me negative thoughts and it's been turning to negative thinking. And I've been having negative feelings and emotions. And I done did a couple people wrong. And, you know, I ain't apologize. And I got unforgiveness stuff going on. And I listen to your other podcasts. And you know, like, I mean, I really don't know how to get out of it. I really be letting the enemy lead me down the wrong path. You know, I done cheated on my husband like 5 times. He's still with me. You know, I lied at work, you know, and I almost got called out there and I was praying and thank God he didn't let that happen. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you're doing all type of stuff. You know, like, seriously, you just ain't right now. You're like, but how do I get right? You know, this, I'm going to end it just like this. You got to seek ye first, right? Open up your Bible. Go find you one. Go get one. Go on your phone and Google it. Okay? Matthew. Okay? Chapter 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things going to be added unto you. What things, Jay? Everything. Okay? Now, let me drop a dime on you and tell you this. Everything. Remember how I told y'all I was in a hotel, right? And I was messed up. And I had no money. Had no money. God gave me over $15,000, you know, just like this through people. Every day, my daily bread. My hotel was $100-something a day. I had to pay it. Every day, he made sure I had it. It wasn't knowing like, okay, this person gonna give you this amount. It was stuff like, I remember on Mother's Day, I was like, dang, I'm gonna pay my room. Because all my funds was like held up. It was all frozen. I'm like, oh my God, like how am I gonna do this? You know, like it was just a hard time for everybody. And God was like this. He said, you're gonna be all right. All I heard was, ding. My girlfriend sent me money. She said, happy Mother's Day. That's 2 days for your room. Somebody else sent me some. It was like that. I didn't know how I was going to have money to eat, no nothing. Here I am, this girl who had everything she ever wanted. No house, no nothing. Living in a hotel, no money, no nothing, right? Let me tell you what happens when you seek ye first the kingdom of God. So I'm in there, right? Right? And I couldn't go back to the old house. Everything that's at the old house. It's I can't have any of it. I can't be around it. Nothing. Okay? Nothing. Nothing. Not my kids' stuff. Nothing. My brand new TVs. Nothing. None of the stuff. Okay? My clothes. Nothing. And I'm up in that hotel and I'm like, Dad, God said, you know, I'll make sure you get a house built from the ground up. Happened. Just seek me first. Keep on paying attention to me. Okay? That happened. And then he said, you know, I'm going to make sure you don't got to pay for your living expenses for a whole year. I said, well, I don't know how you're going to do that one, God. You know, I don't know. Shout out to God for giving me like $60,000. Yeah. Recently, it's dropped like $33,000 in my lap. Yesterday? Yeah. Okay, this is just a touch of it, baby. I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just trying to tell you I had nothing. Well, first, I had everything I thought that was something. And then God took it all away. That he said, trust me, seek ye first the kingdom of God. I got you. And now my healing is coming. Okay? All this stuff is happening. I'm turning around. I can't do nothing but cry. I told God the other day, when that happened yesterday, I said, you know what? They must have made a mistake. God said, no, I told you. I told you you wasn't going to have to worry about nothing for a whole year. I hit my daughters up. I said, look what God done did. I called my mama, mom, oh my gosh. And you know what they said? Well, you said that God said you wasn't going to have to worry about it for a year. I'm telling you to seek ye first. You had to spend time with him. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. I ain't trying to convert you. None of that. You do what it is that you want to do. I'm just trying to tell you what I know. And what I know is that God talks to those that listen to him. And Satan talks to those that listen to him too. And if your life is out of order, you might be, you know, a little jacked up with who you listening to. You might want to check yourself because you might be wrecking yourself. Okay? Trust me, you know. You know if you're wrecking yourself. You got unfinished business you ain't handled. Handle that, man. Don't, it's not about being holier than thou. All it is just doing what you're supposed to do that's right. And watch how your life gets better. I don't know who this is for. I feel it. I feel like your life is just messed up. And you listening to me like, dang. But you don't want to do it. You don't want to take the step. Because what you scared, you scared of what people think. I don't know what you got going on, baby. This is just a touch of jet. I'm going to tell you this right here. I know how I used to be off the hook. Okay? And God changed my whole life around. I'm a living witness. Okay? I couldn't walk and I couldn't see in January. I had so much bacteria up in me. Like, I was literally dying. I couldn't even wash myself. And now I'm up to almost 100 push-ups a day again. And then, oh my gosh. I love how he took everybody away from me and showed me who they was. Oh, I think that was the best part in it all. Because, you know, like I told you, he uses people, the enemy, sometimes, you know, to hinder your blessing and make you all messed up. And God was like, nope, not this one, but this one, not that one, but this one. You thought that one was there. Nope. I love that. He'll do that for you, too. He'll remove the people out of your life. You understand what I'm saying? That's why you got to seek ye first. So if you're going through it, you seek ye first, he'll start doing stuff for you. He starts saying, okay, now you trust me. Now you believe in me. Okay, let me make sure you know that this one right here is no good. So now you don't got to worry about that stress. Let me make sure I take care of your bills and stuff over here so you ain't going to have to worry about that. Let me make sure I go ahead and do this. I'm going to repair this relationship right here. You ain't got to worry about that. Just because all you're doing is just seeking him. That's it. Spend some time with him. It's a relationship. I told you, reciprocity. Watch the enemy because he speaks to you too. All right. So look, this is just a touch of jet, baby. I don't have nothing else to say. That's it. You know what I mean? I was kind of struggling with it. I'm like, God, you know, I don't even know how you want me to talk to him about it. He dropped it down me. So I want you to tell him about Joseph, how Joseph was so valuable that the dad gave him the coat. You know, that's how I value them. You know, and sometimes when I value them like that and I give them this special coat and people see them shining bright like a diamond, what happens is they try to come over and they try to make sure that it don't work and they start hating on them, try to kill their dream and all that. He said, I need you to tell him that. He said, then I need you to tell him about Job and how you was like Job. You even questioned your own life. How Satan would get them to question their own life. People out here committing suicide. My son's father killed himself when my son was 3. Hung himself. Come on, people out here getting real messed up because they out here playing with the enemy, listening to him. Which is little stuff at first. Then it turns into big things. And God said, I want you to tell me how I blessed you with this money, how you had nothing. And it was crazy because when he first tried to tell me to tell y'all that I was going through like that, I said, man, I ain't telling them nothing. You want me to tell them I don't got no money and I'm jacked up living in the hotel? You must have lost your mind, God. I'm not doing that. He said, do what I told you to do. Because you see how I keep providing for you? And then I started to think about it. I was like, you know what? I mean, Job, he actually cursed the day he was born, okay? I cursed the day I'm born. He got some of y'all out there thinking like y'all are just messed up. And you're not. You're amazing people. You thorough and you wise. And this is just a touch of it, baby. I'm just trying to put all that out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to just let you know that you really got to watch the voice that you listen to. Because God talks to you, but Satan talks to you too if you listen. All right, so. How y'all want me to end this? Y'all like it when I do it like that? Oh my gosh. Look, y'all want me to give you my sexy Janet Jackson Barry White voice? You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So look, what's the first thing I tell y'all when I'm skating on up out of here to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can go ahead and continue to shine bright like a diamond? I tell y'all, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. No, we have no time for that. Okay, because there ain't nothing but the enemy. You know, you might make me making yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Y'all be doing that. Look, remember who you are, whom you are. God loves all of us. He created all of us. Okay? Stop questioning yourself. Stop doubting yourself. Stop letting people say stuff to you where you doubt yourself and your own belief because they can't handle you. Baby, listen. That's what they got two hands for. All right? They got two to be able to handle things in life. And some people get intimidated and they can't handle it. That means there's something wrong with them. They're insecure. You got to pray for them. Don't let them put them insecurities on you. And you know why? Because you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes, that's the second thing I tell y'all. You got to be out here shining on them, man. You got to know who you are. You got to know who you are. You got to know that you're valuable. That's why the enemy keeps trying to talk to you. And you don't even realize that he's talking to you because you listen to him. Man, look, you better start spreading some love because I tell you all the time, that's the third thing I say to you. The world needs love. And I don't know nothing else but that song. That part of that song, that's it. But the world needs love. Okay? You need that. You need to spread the love. You got a problem spreading the love. You probably got a problem going on too when you listening to him. Seriously, because God is love. Okay? Love can't fail. All right, now look, quick recap. I already did it. Just pay attention to who you listening to. Please, man. Y'all here, y'all jacked up, trying to figure out you jacked up. Some of y'all ain't jacked up. Some of y'all like, you know what, girl, I know. Yes, okay? Thank you for letting them know why they messed up, because they out here listening to what the enemy. Some of y'all ain't deaf, dumb, and blind. Some of y'all really understand. Y'all know y'all can hear me. That's why you listening to me, because this is just a Touch of J, baby. So some of y'all understand this. Y'all like, you know what? I understand. Some of y'all like, huh? Because you listening to the wrong person. Got too many squirrels in this circle. Too many squares in this circle. Seriously. Okay? You ain't no time for that. Watch who you listening to. He gonna try to come to you. He gonna try to mess with your thoughts. A man thinking in his heart so wizzy. Because you valuable. Gonna try to get you to question what God said. Or the call that's over your life. You know? So that way you don't walk into your purpose. You know, generational curses and things like that. With your family might be getting broke through you. This ain't even for you half of the time. This is for everybody else that's attached to you. He messing with you so much so that this person don't get to know who God is. This person right here don't get inspired by you. This person right here don't get influenced by you. You don't start that company that can save lives. He out here messing with you like that. Got you out here wilding. You out here wilding, doing what it is that you do. Not even caring about who you hurt or whatever you got going on. Just all in your pieces. Some of y'all. Okay, because some of y'all, like I said, y'all doing that one too. Like me, y'all doing that good thing. Okay, but if you out there, you all messed up. Think about why, man. It's for everybody else to surround you. Okay, so you got to watch that too because you're valuable. You got to be like, yo, I got something on my, something that's trying to get at me and trying to attack me, whatever, you know. I got to pay attention. I got to spend a little bit of time with God. Open it up. Seek ye first. Told you how you blessed me. Child, listen here. I started adding that money up. I said, what? Hold on. Wait a minute, baby. I just was begging for $5. I was hitting people up, y'all, like this. Listen, in the inbox, guys, I asked this person. I'm like, no, I don't want to. He like, ask him. I'm like, listen, you think you can give me $5 because I'm a little jacked up and I can't pay for my room today. And I don't want to put me out the hotel. Like, seriously, here I go having all this money. And then I didn't have nothing. I had to ask. And now you just dropped like 30 something stacks in my lap on yesterday. Like, here you go. Babe, yeah, I told you I was going to take care of you. And add that to that and add that to that. And, you know, and anything else that you need. Just continue to do what I tell you to do. Seek ye first. I get up every morning like, let me read my word. God, what is it that you need me to do today? You want me to inspire your people? Okay. You want me to go ahead and do this podcast? Okay. He say, no, don't go to work today. Rest. Okay. Whatever he tell me to do, I'm trying to do that. And I can hear from him because I spend time with him. Okay. The relationship. Seeking ye first the kingdom of God. Okay. Just watch. That's all I'm telling you, man. God talks to you, but Satan talks to you too. Alright, so that's it, right? I'm up out of here. I love my babies. Okay, and I gotta tell y'all something. Look, remember I told y'all I had did that little Nas thing? Oh my gosh. Yes, I'm gonna play it after this. Now look, it's not like how I did the whole Mary J. Blige and the Biggie Smalls tribute. I did the tribute, but I broke it up in pieces for you. So I'm just going to be playing like little bits here and there. Then I'm going to give you the whole shebang. Oh my gosh, it's so thorough. So Nas the rapper, okay, shout out to you, Nas. Okay, Nasir, he's thorough, right? He came out with his new album. So instead of me going ahead giving a tribute to the new album, I took it back. God laid it on me. God said, you know what? I want you to take it back. So I said, give me every song you want me to use. And it turned out so dope. So I'm going to just put it out there in pieces for you. I put it on my clothing, all right, behind some of my clothing stuff. So those of y'all that are on my personal Facebook page, you already seen it, okay? I didn't put it out there on social media like that yet. All right, but they always get it first, y'all, because you know, they friends and family and stuff, and they loved it. They loved it. So keep on listening, okay? Listen to the other thing I got coming out, Affirmations, and on all the syndicated stations. We're gonna be on 4 now. I'm on a morning show, like I told y'all. Like, I'm doing my thing. Like, God is really blessing. And my book, oh my gosh, make sure y'all read this. Oh, it's gonna be so amazing, baby. And this is just such a J. That's it, man. I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby, all right? So, look, I'll be back, okay? I'll be back, man. I always tell y'all this, right? When I got something else to say. Make sure y'all stay tuned to the songs. They're up next. Man, what y'all want me to say? I gotta give a shout out to my man, Nas. Told y'all this thing was coming, man. You might as well hate me now.
Football season has returned.
This is just a touch.
It's been a long time.
Just a touch.
Been a long time coming.
Just a touch.
It's life or death for me, man.
This is just a touch.
No turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, feel me?
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
You can hate me now,
come on,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now, you can hate me now.
Do it now, do it now, do it now. Don't hate me, hate the money I see, clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling sixes, money folding, chickens, honeys that swollen, the riches, knives get in ya. Most critically acclaimed, Pulitzer Prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator, my style's greater, model data, big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators ringside try, watching my paper, almost a decade, quite impressive. Most of the best is in the S's, for this rap stuff that I stand for, expanding more to the big screen, Bill Gates dreams. But it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last. Like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum plaque back to the projects. But you still wanna hate? Be my guest, I suggest.
Money is power. I got millions of thugs on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now,
come on.
But I won't stop now,
come on.
Cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now,
come on.
But I won't stop now,
can't stop.
Cause I can't stop now.
You can hate me.
You can hate me now.
Do it
I hate
now.
You too.
But I won't stop now.
Come on. Come on.
Cause I can't stop now.
Come on.
You can hate me now.
Do it now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now. I told you, do it now.
This is just a touch of J. Y'all like it when I do it like that? I woke up this morning like.
Yourself,
yo, I'm living in this time behind enemy lines, so I got mine, I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You from the hood, I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You want beef, hope ya.
Got yourself.
I can't give y'all too much, just a touch of J. Did y'all like that? Yeah, I had to put that out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all stay tuned to what's up next. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby, coming at you, putting it all out to you in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on a life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J, J, J. Hey y'all, what y'all out there doing, huh? Y'all out there shining on them. I know you out there living your best life. Well, listen, right? I got some new songs of the week for you. I had to give a shout out to my girl, Mary J. Blige. That's the queen. Has her own documentary on Amazon. Yeah, it's all about my life, right? Which is so crazy because there's a Just a Touch of J documentary too, and it's all about my life. So what I did was I put together some songs for Beat Break Radio and for you guys, okay? Make sure y'all check it out on the 411 Wire. And right after this, yeah, they're up next, man. It's all about how she's influenced my life. And like I said, baby, this is just a touch of J. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Make sure y'all stay tuned to what's
The word on the street is she's got the 411 on the latest news and entertainment. It's the 411 Wire.
Hey, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. J, what y'all out there doing, huh? Oh, my gosh, y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Well, listen, right? You are listening to Beat Break Radio, 87 FM, and Reach One Communications, where it's everything podcast and music, baby. And this is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? Oh my gosh, yes. What's the 411, hun? You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. And this is the 411 Wire, and I got the hottest entertainment segment for you for this week. Man, what we gonna do this week is we gonna switch this one up just a little bit, dedicating this whole segment to my girl Mary J. Blige. Shout out to you, queen. Let's go back in time and take a listen to some of her songs. This is just a touch of J, man. Oh my gosh, make sure y'all checking out my girl Mary J. Blige on her new Amazon documentary, man.
Documentary,
it's
man.
All about my
it's
life.
All about my life. Yeah, all right?
So the song's about to put this out there in pieces for you.
Can't live without you. Can't live without you. Can't live without you, babe. Can't live without you. Never want to live without you, babe.
No, I can't.
Wait a minute, y'all. Did y'all like that? This is just a touch of J. Y'all already know I got another one for you, right? Let me slow it down.
Slow down, baby. The loving ain't going nowhere.
Hey. Don't rush, baby.
Don't rush, baby. Loving ain't going nowhere. in a rush, so slow it down. Slow it down and get it right, yeah. My baby, it's understood. When love is feeling good, yeah. So let's just take our time and make it last.
Gosh, man, listen. Y'all know I got another one for you, right? This is just a touch of J. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you, man. Cause I don't wanna do anything else. Y'all like that? You like it when I do it like that, don't you, man? Listen here. I told y'all this is just a touch of J, right? Mary just trying to let y'all know, man. All she want is just you and me. She don't want nothing else, right? Check out the next song, man. What's up next? Drop a bomb, man, on y'all like Flex. Y'all are gonna love this one right here. This is just a touch of J. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, man. Listen to Mary, right? She wants y'all to know that your boy, I need you. Oh, I
for you anytime you need
it. Oh man,
nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, maybe it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to funk with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give.
Oh man, what can I hit y'all with now, man? I think I gotta give y'all something special. Classic throwback. She says she can love you. Remember that one? Oh my God. gosh, I told y'all, man, I got another one for you, baby. This is just a touch of J. Man, gotta reminisce over the loves that we had, right? At least that's what Mary J. Blige says. Everything, man. I'm gonna end this one off right here with this track. It's another classic one, man. Y'all know this is just a touch of J, right? And I had to put all that out there in pieces for you, baby. Right? Thanks for listening. JUSTATOUCHOF _ a letter J. Yeah, that's what they call. on Google Just a Touch of J. Download the Just a Touch of J app and check me out on My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. The link is in the bio. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. You, all he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Y'all hear that?
Pieces for you.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just
shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?